Hello and welcome to my website with my new blogs and podcasts. It's always difficult to get to know a person by what you read on websites and through the social media. So here is an audible introduction to me, so I hope you can get to know me better and learn more about what I do and why I do it. If you have landed on my site, it is probably because there is something more you are looking for. Whether this is for yourself, your team, or your business. Whatever the reason, welcome. I'm Amanda Daly and I'm the founder of the Turnaround CEO. I help many individuals turn around and look at themselves through a different lens. This helps get clarity on them as a person, but also allows an objective view at a business or some of the different dynamics you may be facing at work and within your own business. Unravel, rewire, and transform your business. That's my strapline, as that is what I'm here to help you to do. So what are my credentials to be able to help you? I have been a business owner, and I was a business owner who myself fell out of love with their business, my marriage, and basically with myself. For many years on the outside, I did look like a highly successful individual, a beautiful house, a very comfortable lifestyle. I was successful, right? No. On the inside, I was breaking. My marriage was shallow. We had materials. However, that did not equate to love. The show was there, but literally nothing else was. I worked many long hours and sadly, now looking back, missed out on so many special moments with my children. I always said my mum was the mum of my own children. Work always had to come first. I was full of guilt, lack of self-worth, but I shared a business with my husband, now ex, to give us a so-called wonderful life. I knew something was not right. Inside of me, I was just empty. Acting like a robot to get the work done and to ensure the business could operate and the team were financially secure. The stress of cash flow was always on my mind, and for some reason, the heavy weight of business always seemed to fall on my shoulders and my performance. Now, the reason I fell into coaching is because it changed my life. I remember the first ever retreat I went on. Literally, my life changed after it. It opened my eyes to the pretty shit life I was living. There was little fun, very little enjoyment, and I had actually forgotten the person who I was. I can remember being asked the question, "What do you like?" My first response was, well, making customers happy, or closing the sale, or just the business being more successful. I was then again asked, "What do you like? What you're talking about is business, but what about you?" I literally could not answer the question, as what Amanda wanted didn't even register. I literally just thought about work and very little else. The level of guilt was enormous. I felt I had very little option to think or be anything else. I remember I could not even sleep. My mind could not switch off. Work, work, work. I remember my evening routine was to lie on the settee downstairs and put on the TV just to try and fall asleep and allow my mind to try and focus on something other than work. My mind simply could not switch off. Now let's roll back to the retreat again. I was lucky enough to be with a powerful group of business ladies and a coach who actually helped me see what a nightmare I'd got myself in. Up until this point, I had not actually registered how broken I was. I just thought this was normal and to get on with it and just stop complaining. However, shortly after realizing I was in a marriage that was not love, just materials and a business that was breaking me, I took a massive leap of faith and left a very comfortable lifestyle to start all over again. Basically, I'm here today because of the lessons I learnt from the past. The reason why I set up my consultancy and coaching is that I did not want any business leader to be in the broken state I was. How can you own a business and hate it? I now work with a variety of business leaders and their teams to help them become the best versions of themselves. From running my own business, I understand the pressures, but I also understand how mindset also gets in the way and how this can affect the way you think, feel, and act, and the results that you get. There was a reason I allowed people to treat me how they did. This is because I did not value myself. Now, coming into coaching, I've talked about my commercial experience, but I am also a qualified coach. I hold a postgrad qualification in coaching and also a diploma in clinical hypnotherapy and mindset. I'm also an authorized DISC partner and an EQ leader and coach. Understanding the power of emotional intelligence is a powerful tool. It helps you develop new behavior patterns, thoughts, and feelings. So, enough about me in this first introduction. There are more bite-sized chunks of information, tips, podcasts to follow. This is all about helping you to become the best version of yourself. So, I hope you listen to more, and I would love you to contact me and maybe share some of your stories. It'd be fascinating to learn more about you.